Greetings and welcome to the second episode of the BKB show with me, Lerato Meimane, the show that gives the voice to the voiceless. Let me start by sending my special thanks to everyone who listened to the first episode. Your feedbacks and advices are much appreciated and noted. I didn't know so many people believed in me. Thank you so much. I'll be sure not to disappoint you. You know, your support really means a lot to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. On today's topic, I will be talking about grief and coping with the loss of our loved ones. I will be sharing my story with you. And that is the story of how I lost my unborn son and my grandmother. We also have a poem from one of our listeners. Yeah, we have more. Stay tuned. So it's that time for me to share my story. It was in 2011, in July, 2 years after we got married. We were expecting our firstborn. So on my due date, I went to the hospital. Bags were packed. I was ready to bring my bundle of joy home. So when I got there, I was examined by professionals, and they said to me, "We can't detect the heartbeat of the baby." So I had to give birth to a stillborn. We now had to prepare for the funeral, which we did. We buried our son. And that night, I was with my grandmother. We spoke and laughed the whole night. And she said, "Ha re gola, re na masea, re boela sekeng, ra abula re tswa meno." I felt like she was cracking a joke, so I laughed so hard. She said a lot of things, but what hit me the most was when she said, "Wanaka, hanka tlokofal, uitsi gore ke bolaile ke pelo." The following day, early in the morning, she woke up and went to the bathroom. While there, she shouted, "Lerato, tlo nthuse." So everyone in the house quickly rushed to assist her. That's when she took her last breath. Let me play you a poem by Sizwe Phuza. He's from Nqanqaru in the Eastern Cape. I hope I said it right. A very beautiful tribute he paid to his late sister. You can tell just by listening to the poem how much she meant to him. May her soul rest in eternal peace. Here is the poem.
I couldn't wait to visit her grave. I couldn't wait to visit her grave. When those who are in authority, popularly known as carriers of power, brutally rejected and refused my request to bid her farewell, I immediately couldn't wait to visit her grave. I couldn't wait because she was me and I was her. I was in her and she was in me, therefore I couldn't wait to visit her grave. Yes, the heavens couldn't wait to receive one of their own, so was the deepest starving stomach of the earth. When her soul parted from the flesh, making its way to golden streets and golden gates of Jerusalem, leaving flesh on earth as it was made, back it shall return. I saw clouds giving a clear way to the sun. I saw sky clearing, and I immediately knew that finally she was at peace. I saw dawn breaking at noon. I saw sun setting at first hour and rising at last. I felt the vibration of the earth caused by the falling of a bamboo tree she was. I saw birds flying from Cape to Cairo, from Johannesburg to Jericho, from Morocco to Madagascar, to break the news of the fallen hero she was. Everybody immediately knew that that was a child of God. Nokuba inkomo ingalala isengwa, akulahlwa mbeleko ngakufelwa, akafanga nto nje uzolele ubuthongo bokufa. She is now a living ancestor who will fight our battles and conquer our enemies. Long live to the pure spirit of Nomawethu, long live. Rest in eternal peace, Mambele. We lost you in our sights so that we can forever gain you in our hearts. Much love, your one and only brother, Simfumene. Simfumene. I love you.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Now let me share with you some of the coping mechanisms that helped me heal and come to terms with losing my son and my grandmother in that way. I accepted that whatever happened, happened, and I need to move on. I reached out and helped those who went through the same pain as I did. And I held on to God. He never failed me. He made me stronger, wiser, and better.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to. Could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
I would have lost it all. Oh, but now I see how you were there for me. I never. somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
That was Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It, from his seventh album, Thirsty. The album was released in 2007. It's 2021, but the song is still relevant. Classic. He wrote this song as a tribute to his late father. May his soul rest well. Let me leave you with this quote by Dr. Elizabeth Ross. She says, "The most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depth. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen. You are beautiful. Khomotsegang le tie, salang sentle."
Dipilu di robekile memoya idubekile impa Jehovah ri Diputo Dingata Impadi Carabo Sonadi Nyane Fela Jehova Ritsepile Ritsepile Wena Runa Jehova Ritsepile Alone Ritsepile Wena
Ritsepile
wena,
ritsepile wena,
Kamatsati, hands. It's good to clap your hands, Lord. Come on, clap your hands, Lord. Come on, give him all the praises. Hey.
Can be found through Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcast, Radio Public, and Spotify. We strongly encourage you to subscribe on one of these platforms. We'd like to receive some feedbacks, and please send us topics you'd like us to discuss.